even a very small amount, the smallest you want, is still kosher for the lechi. Tana, also lechi lechatzi movi. Let's say you put the lechi in the middle of the movi, like picture 196. Now you're supposed to put the lechi at the entrance to the movi. Instead of putting it by the entrance, you put it in the middle of the movi. That's where you put the lechi. Put it in the middle. Tana, also lechi lechatzi movi. Izein lo ye lechatzi movi. You should know the inner part of the movi you're allowed to be metaltal. It's taka mesakan, the inner part of the movi. But the outside, you're not allowed to be metaltal. But the mob shita, of out of the outside, you can't be metaltal. It has no heter. Ele'emo, the chiddush is, yesh lechatzi movi. The chiddush is that the inside part of the movi you're allowed to carry in. That's the chiddush. I would think maybe the lechi has to be by the entrance. Kamash m'lo, no. For the Gemara, Anami Pshita is also Pshita. Avad, the inside has a lechi. Mal de teima. Lechish du ma'osili eshtamushein. Shh. Bekulei, maybe be mishtamish throughout the whole movi, or even though you have a movi in the middle. But let's ask that not to be metaltal inside, because once you start to metaltal inside, maybe you forget to be metaltal mamash to the end of the movi. Kamash m'lo, we don't make this gezerah. That as far as the lechi is, you're allowed to be metaltal. Outside of that, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Omar Rova, also lechi lamovi. You made a lechi for the movi at the entrance, the new halacha. You made a lechi at the entrance, like picture 197. You made a lechi the way you're supposed to at the entrance. What was the chsara now? Ve'gbiyo min hakarka shloisha. But you picked it up off the ground. It's more than gimel tfachim off the ground, or exactly gimel tfachim off the ground. Oisha fligo min hakoisa shloisha. Or else you put it away from the koisel, you moved it out. It's not mamish kenega the koisel, it's away from the koisel shloisha. At picture 198. You put it outside the koisel, more than gimel tfachim. It's layosav leklum. In such a case, it's possible. Since you can't say lovud anymore, it's not attached to the ground, or it's not attached to the wall, it's possible. And the chiddush is, afidul Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, the Amar Amir lovud, even though his sheet there is, that less than dalat tfachim, you say lovud, is hani milu lamala. That's only by going up. Avalamata, with the question, it has to reach the ground. And the lechi did not reach the ground, the din is, Kivon the heavy mechitza, shagdiyim boikimbo, since it's three tzvachim off the ground, that the gdiyim, a kid, can walk underneath it, loikamam. There you don't say lovud. Hey, it's the gdiyim boikimbo, the fact that gimel tzvachim off the ground, that you can walk underneath it, that stops you from saying lovud. Even according to Shimon ben Gamliel. Then Achlami, if it's the way outside the movi, then you would say lovud according to him, if it's less than gimel dalat tzvachim. But where it's up, off the ground, abi, it's gimel tzvachim off the ground, it's possible according to everybody. Right. Rabbi Yossi Yaimar Rochman Gimel Tfachim. Rabbi Yossi Shitter is that a lechi has to have a width. It has to be at least Gimel Tfachim wide. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Ain't halacha Rabbi Yossi. We don't paskin. That's halacha. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Is loy behilmi. Nan the halacha by Shabbos is a shayla if you're allowed to make salt water or not. Now Tanakama said a lot you're not allowed to make, but a little bit you're allowed to make. Rabbi Yossi says no. Any type of salt water, even a little, is also aser. She's saying, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, but like Lechliyayim, not this din here by Lechi Yida. A Lechi does not have to have any width to it. Omalei Rafuna Bachinano, the Hilmi Yamartalon. You only said by Hilmi we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Abav Lechliyayim lo Yamartalon. But Lechliyayim, you didn't tell me that. You didn't say we don't paskin like him. For the Gemara Maishino, what should be the difference? Maishino behilmi. Why do I say behilmi we don't pass him like him? The pligi rabbonin alei, cause the rabbonin dings achon Rabbi Yossi, and say no, a little salt water you are allowed to make on Shabbos. Lechiyayim nami should be the same, the reason that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. But a pligi rabbonin alei, cause the rabbonin dings achon Rabbi Yossi, and we pass him like rabbonin. Omalei answered back, shana lechiyayim, mishum dekoi Rabbi Kavosi. Maybe no. Lechiyayim, I saw it as different because we had before, Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yossi. So maybe I thought, yeah, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. But the thing is, no, we don't pass like him. Rav Ruchumi Mas Nihochem. Ruchumi learned like this. Omer Rav Yudah, Brei de Rav Shmuel, Ba Shelis, Mishmei de Rav. Ein halacha ke Rabbi Yossi, loy behilmi bloy b'lechayayim. In both cases, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Omalei, Omarta, is it taka true? You said like that? Omalu loy, he said, no, I didn't say like that. He was choyzer. Omar Rava, Herlekim Omer, Nein Yutaka said like that. Yutaka told us, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. And we learn from you like that. How come now you're denying it? The pshat is now you're chayzer. Mashma, you hold halach is like the Yosi. Why are you changing your mind? The teretz is mishum the Rabbi Yosi in the muki imoy. Rabbi Yosi has a chshivus to him. His shvach was whatever he said. He explained himself very well. He said svarus tis halachon. So now it's a svara that now he was chayzer. We should pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Like Rashi says, Namuki imai, time may reusai may be loy. He always brought good rayas and tamim to what he said. V'chol mokum mesechta gittin, mani shvachim shechachomim, v'zel shvacha sherab yoisi. This is the shvacha Rab Yoisi. Whatever he said, he had a good ray and a good swara for him. So I would think maybe we should paskin like him. Kamashla, no, still, so he held, he was chayza, we do paskin. But about alochris, we don't paskin like him. Omalei rova ba rab chonon, labaya. Hilka samai, what's talocha? So we hold our Rabbi Yosi or not? Because you're getting me scared. You're telling me to look imoy. Maybe we should pass it like him. That a lechi should have to have gimel tzvachim. Or Malehi answered him back. Puk chazi mayom advar. Go look outside, see what the world does. And like Rashi says, om advar, ma nogu om. What do the people do? Okfar nogu lechi mashu. That's the meaning. That's the cloud. Wherever you have the alochas, refuya biyodoin. You're not sure what alocha is. Go look and see what the meaning of the olam is. Usually that's talocha. See, the minig oilim is to use a lechi of a mashu, that's talocha. And he could amass in loaho. Some learn this last psak that see what the world does on a different machlokes. It says in the Mishnah in Brochis, Hashoysim mayin litzomoy. If you drink water because you're thirsty, izoy meshakon yibdvoroy. You have to make a brocha. So Rashi says if you're thirsty, lafuke man de nechoke de chonke yumsa. If you have something stuck in your throat and you're taking the water just to get it out of your throat, then you don't make a brocha. But only if you drink in the water, because you're thirsty. The Tanakhama says, make a shakel. You have tafen oima burn a fosh rabbis v'chasroinen. I'll call mashab rosa. So the half minute is that tafen lechur is saying, that's the brocha rishoina. The brocha rishoina is not a shakel, but a burn a foshes. Omalei rab choron labai yehuchosamai. What's the locha? What should we do? Omalei pukhazi mayom advar. Go see what the world does. And the maestro, what the Velt does is, we make a shakol at the beginning, and we make a burn of fushas for the bracha achreina. So that he's learned this psak, that see what the world does, he said on this halachom of a shakol and a burn of fushas. So the Gemara itma. Lechi ho'oymed mi'elav. A lechi that was put up by itself, that means you didn't put it there, l'shem olechi. It would happen to be there by itself, like a picture 199, let's say. You have a tree that grew at the entrance of the Movri. So you didn't put that tree there, l'shem lechi. It happened to be there. Is it kosher or not? Trash yoimid meilov. So who kvash shom l'shem tikkun Movri, to lay his minu l'kach. You didn't prepare it, you didn't put this lechi there, l'shem lechi. It happened to be there. Is it kosher or not? Can you rely on it on Shabbos or not? Is Abaye wa mehevi lechi? Abaye says, yes, it's kosher. And the locha here, this is one of the Yaakov Gams, we pass like Abaye. Rav Ram Aloy have a lechi. Rav says, no, it's not called a lechi. So the Gemara, Heichad Aloy Samchin Aloy Meyesmuel, if you did not use this lechi yesterday, Kuliyam Aloy Pligid Aloy have a lechi, then everybody holds this lechi is not good. What does it mean you didn't use it yesterday? That means on, let's say, Lamoshal, before Shabbos, you put up a good lechi there. You put a good lechi up on before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the lechi you put up fell down. Now, there's still a tree there. Now, before Shabbos, you weren't semech on the tree to be the lechi. Before Shabbos, you thought the good lechi would be the lechi. But it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. So everybody holds now, you can't come now on Shabbos to be semech on the tree that's there. Since you weren't semech on this lechi before Shabbos. The machlekes is fakert. We have no other lechi. Just before Shabbos, the only thing you have there is a lechi yomid melech. The lechi was there by itself, a tree was there. And before Shabbos, you had not to use this lechi to be matu the movi. There's the machlekes. That in this case, Abaye says it's kosher, and Rav still says it's possible. In other words, you can't rely on a lechi that's not put there, l'shem lechi, you can't rely on it. And Abaye says, no, before Shabbat you could rely on it. But in the case where you did not rely on it, you had a good mavi, a different mavi there, a different lechi at the beginning of Shabbos. And the middle of Shabbos it broke down. Now, pshit, you can't be samech on a new lechi. That's there, me'elup. Has key pligi, where's the machlekes? Hecha de samchin and alem yesmo. No, this is the only lechi there, and you had das to use this lechi before Shabbos. Abaye says it's kosher, and Rava says no, you have to put the lechi there, the shame lechi. It's not enough it was there by itself. Rashi hecha de samchin alem yesmo. Show you shom lechi achav enough of the Shabbos. There was another lechi there, and it fell down on Shabbos. Then everybody holds it doesn't help. It's only machlekes where you put this lech, where you're using this lechi, l'shem lechi. Is what's the machlekes? Abaye Roma heavy lechi, dosam chino lemiesmol. Because since you had not used it from before Shabbos, this tree, it's a good lechi. Rav Roma loy heavy lechi. Kivon de mikora lava daita dochi avidi. Since it was not made l'shem lechi, it's possible you can't use it. Loy heavy lechi. Now, kosalka daita, the havmin is now, ki eche de pligi belechi. The same way we have a machlekes, abaye v'rova. A lechi that was put there, not l'shem lechi. It was put there for a different purpose. Now you want to use it for lechi, is it kosher or not? If you can have a wall that wasn't made there the same wall, unless you want to use trees, you have a row of trees, and you will soon see you make a sukkah and be samech, one of the walls should be the tree. Now the trees were not made the same mechitzim. The av minir is it's the same machlokes that according to Abaye would be a good mechitzim, and according to Rav would be possible for a mechitzim. So the Mara Toshma, Abazaya, bring your raya fakhet for nafun rova. Hoy says sukkosli. Somebody on sukkis wants it before sukkis makes a sukkah. Hoy says sukkosli bein halonois between trees, vilonois tefanis. And the trees is one of the tefanis, one of the walls. Like picture 200, the right side, you're going to use the trees to be your third wall of the sukkah, is shema. The sukkah is a kashra sukkah. Now the kashra is, how could you use the trees for the sukkah? The trees were not made the shem mechitza. The trees happen to be there. Now you're putting the sukkah up, but it wasn't made the shem sukkah. And the Gemara name, I'll give you an akimta. Hacha, my askinian shenotem chil lakach. I'll put an akimta there. When the guy planted his trees, he had that. He's going to want to make a sukkah there eventually. And he put the trees there, l'shem mechitza. So that's why it's kosher. Baita, ihochi, for the Gemara, pshita. If you planted the trees, l'shem mechitza, pshita is good. What's the chiddish? Mal de tem, I would think. Ligzer. No, it should be possible to use this sukkah on Shabbos or Yomtiv. Because there should be a gzeirom, dilma oslish to mush abilon. Maybe you come to be mishtamish to use the trees. Since the tree is a mechitza here, maybe you'll decide to use the tree. And that's awesome with the rabbonim. Kamash lon, the chish, we don't make such a gzeirom. Trashlish to mush abilon, v'yala v'yitlish b'yomtav. There's a gzeirom, you can't be mishtamish, you can't use the tree. You can't hang on the tree, your jacket or anything, because there's a gzeirom, maybe you climb up and pull off a branch. So maybe the rabbonim should say this sukkah is possible on sukkah on yomtav and Shabbos. Kamash lon, no. That even though you're not supposed to use the trees, but you're allowed to use it for a mechitza. But there's no raya, no kasha to rova. Toshima, hoy yisham ilan. If you had a tree, oy geder, also a wall, oy chitza sakanim. Chitza sakanim means reeds that are growing up. A lot of reeds growing one next to another is nidim mishum diumid. These could also be nidim mishum diumid. A diumid is like we have later in the second parak. We had it before, like a picture 203, where you have a bore of water in the middle, and you want to on Shabbos be able to bring the water out of the bore on the side so that the behemoth should drink from it. So you want to take it out of the bore, which is Rishus Yochid, and put it on top, which is Rishus Rabim. If you have a diumid on all four sides, it's kosher. It has the shem Rishus Yochid. Now the chiddush here is, even if you have trees on one side, and like on the bottom right side, you have kanim, you have reeds growing up, that's also kosher for diumid. It's also kosher for mechitza. Now the Hav Minir is kanim, reeds are growing by itself, it wasn't planted l'shem mechitza. And the Gemara the same teretz. Hochinami, mayaskinam, shostim etchil lekach. I tell you, you planted the two trees on this side, the shem diumid, you planted the reeds on the other side, the shem diumid, that's why it's kosher according to Rova. Benachnam, if it wouldn't have been planted l'shem zeh, you can't use it. What?
No,
also. Nunus also. We'll see. The humans that Rashi Mefarsh Perek Sheni. The Yoy Amudim Omed Echad Rashi Nira Kishnayim. One wall looks like two. Shasa Kamarzov, like a square, like an L. The Noite Echad Mechitzosu Adorim. One goes to Dorim, the Echad Lamarev. The Chiyov Vedal the Yumdim, the Dal the Pers, when you make four of these L's on all four sides, the Chiyov is Yesh Kachol Mechitza Beis Amis. Here Rashi has clue. Each Mechitza then has two Amis, because each one is coming down one Amma. Oymed Amma Mikan V'Amma Mikan, because you have an Amma on this side and Amma on that side. So the Kashra is still, you see, it's kosher with the tree and with reeds. The Teretz is no Steve to Rava, it was made L'Shem Zeh. Fred Gemara Yehochi Maikam Ashtuan, if you planted these reeds L'Shem Zeh, Pshiti was good for Mechitza. What's the Chiddush? And the Gemara, Chitza Sakanim Kona Kona Pochus Mishloish Tzvochim My Kamashman, and the more Kamashman, the Chiddush is, that how were these Kanim grown? Like the bottom right side, they weren't grown mamash right next to another. They were a little bit spaced away. But at B, they were less than three Tvachim spaced away, you say Lovud, and still it's good for a Mechitza. Like in picture 204. The reeds were grown, but they were spaced away a little bit. So you say Lovud to give it a Shem Mechitza. That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara, as Kamashmalon, Chitza Sakanim, Kona Kona, the reeds were growing up, Taka, of a Pachos Mishloisha Tvachim. There was a space in between, but it was less than three Tvachim away. Chidaboyim and Ayabayim and Rabba, like we'll see later, Abayim asked this Kasha from Rabba, and the Teretz says, yes, you say it's called a good Mechitza. We could say Lovid all around this Dumid to make it look like a good Dumid. So there's Amma one way, and Amma the other way, and that's a Shem Mechitza. That's the Chiddush of the Dumid. Rakol Ponim, it's no kash on Rav, it's talking about where it was planted, Lishem's there, to give it a shame mechitza. Toshima, bring another raya, kasha to Rav. Elon, you have a tree, Hamesa Chaloritz. That means the branches, very wide branches, like a picture 205, and the branches come down near the ground. So the question is, underneath the tree, it should have a shame Rishus HaYochid. Because all around the tree on all four sides, the branches are coming nice and down and come out reaching the ground. If Elon, Hamesa Chaloris, that the branches stretch out and come down near the ground. Im Ein Neufei Gevoya Menorah Gimel Tfochim, if the branches on the side are not more than Gimel Tfochim off the ground, so Mele you say Lovud is considered attached to the ground, so you have a mechitz all around the tree, is Mele Metaltlan Tachtov. Underneath the tree, the shomer that's watching the fields is allowed to be metaltum underneath the tree. It's called Rishus HaYochid. So the kasher is, the tree wasn't planted the shem mechitza. So how come we're saying the leaves all around the tree gives it a shem mechitza? It should be shver according to Rava. And the Gemara Nachamol, Hochinami Mayaskinen Shinotta Metchilakach. I tell you, it's talking about we have a big field there, and you know you want your shomer to be there to watch the field, and he wants to have a shady place. So he wants to have like mechitza there in order to metaltel also. So you planted this tree mitchila that when the branches grow big and come out on the sides, it should have a shem Rishus HaYochid on the bottom. I picture 205. So Mela, it's no kash according to Rava, this tree was planted the shem there also that the branches come down the sideway to give it a shem mechitza. Iyochi for the Gemara, metaltel bekuloi. You should have to be metaltel all around underneath the tree. And where do we see not like that? We'll soon see, we'll learn not like that. Alo merom Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua. How can Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua said, Ein metaltlim boy ella beis osayim. You're only allowed to be metaltl underneath this tree if it's not so wide apart, it's not beis osayim. Tremendous chiddush, I don't think it's such a big tree, but beis osayim is the shear of the chutzra of the Mishkan, which is 100 amis long by 50 amis wide. So let's say this tree is the biggest shetan, a tremendous tree. It's spread out so much that you have a mamish underneath it is 100 amis by 50 amis. If it's so wide, then the locher is you can't be mishtamish, you can't be metaltol underneath the tree. He's alama mevuna bread of Yeshua, a metaltlim boy ela beis asayin. Only if it's not bigger than a beis asayin. So let's see Rashi. What's the story here? Rashi a metaltlim boy imha yeh kefoy. If the hekif, the round all around the tree is yosim a beis asayin would be wider than a beis asayin. That's the shear kachotzra mishkan. That's the shear kachotzra mishkan. Now the shear is there. This shear nosnu chachomim lechol hekif to any hekif anything that's enclosed by dalad mechitzis ha mesukin veinu mesukin. Yataka has mechitzis around it, but those mechitzis are not the best mechitzis. When you don't have good mechitzis, then it's only matter to metaltel in an area of beis asayin. But once it's wider than that, midirabbanan, it can't be metaltel there anymore. Cold circuit kagoyin. What's the case? La mechitza shein bo shesi verif. If you have a mechitza that doesn't have a shesi verif, it's only made out of lovid, like a picture 204. If you only have a mechitza that the beams go straight up, they don't go across, that's not called the good mechitza. It's not matter more than a base of sign. By pirkim, we'll see later at the end of the perik. Or the hekif shlehukos ladira. Who didn't you have a big park? If you have a big park that people don't live in the park, so even though it has mechitzas all around the park, if the park is wider than the base of Sayim, you're not allowed to be metaltled in the park on Shabbos. Only if it's less than the base of Sayim. But since that's not called the good mechitza, because people don't live there. So mainly if you don't live in the mechitzas, it's not a good mechitza, and it's only matter to metaltled up until the base of Sayim, but wider than that, you can't be metaltled. Here's Hochinami, the kasher is, Eboy midmeilov. I can understand if this tree was planted like by itself. You didn't plant it enough to make a mechitza. Mela can understand Mugmemus LaShapir, why if it's wider than Beis HaSayim, you can't be metaltel underneath it. Because I'll tell you, it's not such good mechitzas. The mechitzas weren't made, the tree wasn't made the Shem Mechitza. Alav Lahochi Avida, Yoyev LeRabbonin HaShirur. Then I can understand why the Rabbonin said only a Beis HaSayim. But the kasher is, if you're telling me now in a kibbutz according to Rava, this tree was planted l'shem mechitza, so when the leaves come down, it's mamash 100% good mechitza. So why can't you be metaltel underneath it, even if it's wider than beis asayim? It should be 100% good mechitzas. The teretz is no, it's still a chsorin. And for the Gemara, mishum dehevi dira shetashmish liavir. The only thing you're using underneath this tree is not really to live there. Like the Shema doesn't live there. So the Shema doesn't want to be out in the sun. It's too sunny outside. So in order to get a shady place, that's where he comes in here. So that's also not called good mechitzis. It's called Davidirish Tashmish Liavrim. You're only using it not to be in the sun. For called dira shatashmish liyavim, and any type of a room or dira that's only used not to be outside in the sun, ain't metalplum bo. That's also not called good mechitzis. Therefore, if it's wider than beis asayim, they're not called good mechitzis, and you can't be metalplum inside it. See Rashi. Mishum davi dira shatashmish liyavim. We're talking about this tree that was planted l'shem mechitza, the hekif l'dirahu, and it was a hekif l'dira. You wanted to use it that a shomer, in the person that's watching the field, should be able to stay on underneath the tree. So you made it this person should like live there. Avo dira zu, for the dira, for the living that this shomer is going to do there, ain asuyi l'tzerech teichui. It's not really made to be able to live under the tree. That's not going to be his place that's going to sleep there and eat there. It's only for the purpose of the avir to watch what's doing outside the tree. Like really, the shomer should be living in the fields. He's supposed to be watching the fields. The only reason why he has this tree here is to save himself from the sun. That's not called the good dira. It's not the pshat you want to live under the tree. Really, you're supposed to be outside in the fields. You're supposed to be in the avir. No, it's too sunny outside, so you go under the tree. So right, that's not called a good mechitza, and anything wider than beis asayim midrabbanan can't be metalta there. Ketanya perek sheni, we'll see later in the second perek. Chalom Rav Shimon Elozer kolavish tashmish ledirach going dir v'soya muksa v'chotek filo yud kuru mutim. If it's meant to live inside there, then no matter how wide it is, it's kosher. You'll have to be metalta. The whole dira shetashmish leavir going burgen and shebasados beis asayim muti is beis asayim moser. But anything is made just to protect you from the sun, not really to live there. Then the shear is a beis asayim. If it's less than the beis asayim, you're allowed to be metalta there. More not. So the kid said, "There's no stira to rova." We're talking about here. This tree was planted l'shem mechitza, and the reason why, if it's wider than beis asayim, it can't be metalta, because it's not meant really to live inside. It's just to protect you from the sun. Fight the toshima shavas betel. This is Hilchos Tchum Shabbos. Let's say a person at the beginning of Shabbos was living on a tail. A tail is like a little high mountain, like picture 208, 207. He's living on top of a tail, on top of a mountain. That's where he was at the beginning of Shabbos. Shrashi Shavas Patel. Kiddush Olav Hayom, the beginning of Shabbos, the Kona Sham Shvisosad. That's where he was currently in Shvisan. Again, it's Tchum Shabbos. Shehu Gvoya Sora, that this tail, this little mountain, is more than 10 tfachim off the ground. Vumeyar Bamis Vyad Vesosayin. And it could be Arba Amis wide until the Beis Asayim. Still is considered like he was Kone Shvisa there, like this whole roundness is like his Mokram. And he has a Tchum Shabbos Apayim Amma. From any side of it, he can go Apayim Amma. Hu Adin B'chem V'nika. Let's say he's in a ditch, like picture 208. He's in a Nika. Shu Omek Asur, it's 10 Tfachim deep. V'umi Arba Amis V'yad Beis Asayim. The same thing. It's Arba Amis wide and up until a Beis Asayim. Is Aloch on Hu Adin V'komok Tzura. You're cutting down your field of wheat. Picture 208, 209. You're cutting down your field. And you're in the middle of it, and you have the zang and you have the stalks all around, giving you a shame mechitzer inside. Is malach es kuloi. You're allowed to walk, though, inside of it. It's called your mokim shvisa. So you're allowed to walk all the inside of it. And the chiddush is, you have a payim mama from outside it. But that's the loch of a person living outside in the field. So usually the loch is like this. If you're outside the city, so you have Da'ud Amis where you're standing, and from there you have an Apayim Mama further. Let's say you're in a house, or here you're in a Mechitza. So even though it's tremendously wide, till the Beis Asayim, it's all considered your Mokim Dira, and you're allowed to walk from any side of this Apayim Mama further. So the Kif, you see, it has a Shem Mechitza here. So the Kasher is, how could the tail give it a Shem Mechitza? The tail wasn't made the Shem Mechitza. How could the Nika, the hole inside, give it a Shem Mechitza? It wasn't made the Shem Mechitza. So Rashi, Gavoya Sara, the Yamrinan, if the tail here, the mountain is 10 Tfachim high, why is it called Rosh Hashanah on top? The Yamrinan, good Asik Mechitzasai. We say all around the sides of the Mechitzas go straight up. Kol Svi Voisav, all around it. Verehu Mukaf, Mele on top of the tail, you're like in a Mokam that has Mechitzas all around you. Hu Adin Vachem Vanika, if you're in a ditch. Echad Minikika Sloim, it's called your Beisai. So since you're inside these mechitzas here, all the mechitzas around have a shame mechitza, and it's all your house. So who is the kasha and rova? Why do you say if you're in the ditch, it's all considered, even though it's Beisasayim wide, it's considered like your bias, because it has mechitzas all around there. A ditch wasn't made the shame mechitza. You want to say maybe here was also planted, the corn, the wheat was planted the shame there. Bishlei mekoma lechaya. Bishlei the last case by a koma, by the wheat. You could tell me you planted the wheat the shem mechitzam. Elatel v'nika maikla meima. What can you say about a mountain and about a ditch? You don't make a mountain the shem mechitzam. You don't make a ditch the shem mechitzam. So it's like, how come we see Claude has a shem mechitzam? The chuda should be a steer with a rubber. You see a ditch, even though the mechitzas weren't made the shem mechitzas, still it's called mechitzas. Ela empty gemara is no steer with a rubber. The mechitza is kuliyam le pligi de the mechitza. The everybody's masking. A mechitza doesn't have to be made l'shem mechitza. Abi have a mechitza like a ditch. It's also called a mechitza. No ki pligi, where's the machlekes abaye the rova? Belechi. Machlekes is only by a lechi. Why is a lechi different? Like you were saying before. Abaye le time abaye goes this time the omar lechi mishum mechitza. What's the matter of a lechi? A lechi works that has a shem mechitza on it. A mechitza that's made by itself is also kosher, like this ditch here. You buy mechitzas, you don't have to have made l'shem mechitza. Do you have a mechitza? Mechitza, the pshat is that it's a makom by itself. People can't walk in here. Something is dividing you from the rishus rabbin. That's a mitzvah. If you have something that makes you in a different rishus, that's called a mechitza. So Abaye says lechi also has a din mechitza. That's how a lechi works. The male lechi that's made by itself is also kosher. The rova the time mate. Rova that says no, it's posel, goes with the time mate. The yama lechi mishum heker. Lechi doesn't have a shame mechitza to it. No, lechi works mitam heker. The nela I avid the biyadayim heavy heker. What's the shan the heker? That if you make it l'shem zeh, that's part of the heker. Part of the heker is that you have to make it l'shem heker. The loy the heavy heker. But if you don't make it l'shem heker, it's not called a heker. That's why it's posel according to rova. So nela is no steeris, and that's the machlekes abaye v'rova. And halacha we hold like Abaya, that vice says a lechi has the shem mechitza on it, therefore it's kosher even me'ela. Right. Toshima, I'll bring you raya. Avne geder. If you have a wall, like a picture 2:10, you have a wall here, and the stones of the wall, avne geder hayotzeis mina geder, they come out of the wall, like every stone sticks out of the wall. Muvdel izu mizu pochus mishloisha. They're less than 3 tvachim away. One stone sticking out is less than 3 tvachim away from the next stone sticking out. Is ain't sarf lechi acher. You don't have to have another lechi for this movi. This n 3 stones sticking out, that's the lechi for the movi. Shloisha, let's say they are 3 tvachim away, then sarf lechi acher. You have to have another lechi. Now the kasher is, the crew of these stones were not made l'shem lechi. Metchila was part of the wall. No, later the in-between stone got thrown out, and still it's kasher for lechi. Ayat akash and rova, here the lechi wasn't made l'shem lechi. And the Gemara name, hochi nami shebona metchila kach. I tell you, you made the stones this way, but dafka l'shem lechi. Fred Gemara, hochi, if you made the stones l'shem lechi, pshita, savadim is kosher. What's the chiddush then? Avadim is called a good lechi. About the less than 3 tvachim away, you say lovud, you have a lechi here. What's the chiddush? His mishloim lot abaya, the chiddush is, it doesn't have to be made l'shem lechi. But according to Rav, it was made l'shem lechi. What's the chiddush? And the Gemara mild the tema. L'meisa binyona yehudi avidah. I tell you, according to Rav, there's a chiddush. I would think it has no heker now. Because the reason why the stones are this way is because you want to be moist of another wall. When you build walls, that's how you build onto another wall. You have to have some bricks sticking out of the old wall, and then you're moist of another wall onto these bricks. So I would say when it's left out this way, it just looks like you want to add another wall to it. So the chala shouldn't be a heker. Kamash v'loh know that if you made it this way, the shame lechi, it's also kosher. So it's a chiddush according to Rava that this has a shame heker lechi. I would think the stone sticking out this way just looks like you want to be mice of another wool onto it. So it should be possible. Kamash v'loh know it's also kosher. Rashi lemeisa binyonei, the first wide line in the middle, lemeisa binyonei, shim yirtza la'asloys mechitza mikoysel zeh. The kaisel should connect. If you want to add the wool onto this, yiskasha bavonim halalum. You'll tie it onto these stones sticking out. Shekein derech habinyan lasois or binyan acher ain't yochel ladavik binyan chodesh binyan yoshin. You can't add on a new wool to an old wool. So I would think it's not does have a shem lechi. Kamashkla no. If you made it, the shem zeh still called a lechi. Right. The toshema. The toni reb chia kaisel shetzidoy echot konis mechaveri. This we had the din before. You have a kaisel that one wool sticks out more than the other wall. Here's what picture is 1:10 we had before. Yeah, on page 18, picture 1:10. You have on the left wall, it's cornice, it comes in a little bit more than the thickness of the movi. So kaisel, shakona echad. Is it in here? One side of the thickness of the wall goes in, is indented. A bein sheniru v'chutz, where they can only notice it outside, which was picture 111. 111, you can only notice it outside. You look inside the mavui, you can't tell b'chal is a lechi there. But looking outside, then you can tell it's a mavui. He tells the lechi. Bein sheniru v'chutz, v'shavim mifnim. Or bein sheniru v'fnim, you can notice it inside. V'shavim mifachutz, outside you can't notice it. Is halacha nidim mishum lechi. Still, it helps a good lechi. So here is...